The University Tower chimes ring in another session of Ask the Professor, the show in which you match wits with University of Detroit Mercy professors in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers. I'm your host, Matt Mayo, and let me introduce to you our panel for today. To my right, from the Department of Chemistry and Biochemistry, it's Professor Mara Livesey.
Hello.
We're so glad to have you here.
It's good to be back.
Professor Aaron Bell is here, director of Detroit Mercy's Writing Center.
Oh, I like that. That sounds nice.
It sounds really good, doesn't it?
Man, that's a lot for a business card.
It is. Last night I went to the UDM night at the It was awesome, but I was really trying to intellectualize like why I was getting really excited about people fighting on the ice. It was really bizarre, but I was like gleefully laughing and like it's just a really weird mob mentality of like, yeah, get that. And I didn't know who's playing. I'm like, my point of reference for Red Wings is all like 1990s. I'm like, where's that Osgood fella? And like, it's all, I don't know anyone, but it was
yeah. Cheering at the fighting just makes you a hockey fan.
That's right.
It was hilarious.
Right. National heritage.
Yeah. I didn't remember. I didn't know anyone, so it's fun.
That's
though.
Awesome.
So did you stay till the last minute of the empty net goal?
Yeah. No, we stayed.
That was ugly.
Yeah.
That was ugly.
So there was a lot of fights last night. Mm-hmm. It was fun.
I remember sitting on the third row in the end zone for a game. I think we were playing Edmonton, and Darren McCarty got into a fight with one of their players, and it was absolutely hilarious to look. I mean, the whole crowd was laughing. They were furious at one another, you know. And they're, of course, trying to pull the jerseys off one another so that they could get some contact. And that made it even more comical. I don't think I've ever seen anything funnier in sports than two hockey players trying to get into it.
And those are the words, the sage words.
Oh, wow.
Professor Jim Tubbs.
Well, his shirt is kind of sage.
It is.
So that's appropriate.
Yep. He's going to leave later and sage a few houses for the holidays. Jim, I love the fact that you fancy a good hockey fight for a chuckle or for a cheer.
Well, it's funny.
It's so true. Continuing around the table, Professor Dan Maggio is here.
I'm at.
So that's not the Lego First logos. Oh, it's Erie, as in Erie, PA. That's pretty cool.
Got to be quick to keep up with those Erie, PA folks.
Did you get it there or did you order it online?
I actually bought it there.
Okay.
Oh, okay. So just like there are M22 stores up north, right, and there are 313 stores here, there's now 814 stores in Erie, Pennsylvania.
Of course. Not yet.
Not yet what?
It could be our moneymaker, Dan.
Come on. I see.
For what?
Make an 814 shirts if you want.
They're already made.
Oh, darn. Okay.
And then all the old hangouts and things from my childhood, there's always a shirt for that, too.
I think that's cool.
And if you want to see good hockey fights, you got to go to minor league hockey games.
Or college. College is pretty interesting.
College, too.
College, you get kicked out.
Yeah, but they fall down a lot. That's why.
But they've also got grills, so you can't, you really can't hurt anybody.
It's true.
Well, they can't hurt each other. I mean, they're well protected, and that's what makes it so funny. They
just
have to work so hard.
Put a sumo wrestler in the goal.
Dan, where do you go? Do you go when you're out in PA, or do you know a
No, it's been a long time. So we used to go to the Spitfire games a lot.
Not a lot, but enough.
And then for a while, we were going to the Whalers games, but then they moved out of Plymouth.
Right.
So
okay.
It's been a while.
Yeah, got it. Let's see. When was the last time Professor Dave Chow, a.k.a. mayor/dean of the neighborhood, went to a hockey game?
Ooh, it's been a while.
Okay, I bet it's been a while.
It's been a long while, actually.
You've been busy.
So. Yeah, well, we used to have season tickets to the Wings.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
So we saw, we were at a couple Stanley Cup games.
Okay, very nice.
That was when those seats, we actually had four seats.
Oh, my gosh.
These were grandfather seats from the Olympia.
Wow.
So back then at Olympia, the family that owned them had four in a row, but when they moved to Joe Louis, they had two and two. So you could actually have a conversation as opposed to yelling down the aisle. So, but I just right now I can't stomach the price of the tickets.
Well, the price is spicy.
Because I remember the last Stanley Cup game? I think my $55 seats were $370.
Yeah, wow. And that same seat was 30 years ago.
Yeah,
so, wow.
And I was like, thank you, I'm here. So
incredible.
I'm thankful.
Professor Beth Oljar is also here, and I always get the shirt wrong.
I love it.
Cook free or die. Yeah, it's good enough. Live free or die, cook free or die. You got to cook to live. So
New Hampshire has the best state motto.
It's absolutely
eat brains free or die.
How are things going? You probably have a mountain of candy in bags at home ready for the coming festivities.
Oh, yes. I've already spent at least $100.
Awesome.
Probably more. Awesome.
I'm proud of you. I'm very proud of you.
I thought about you when I was in Costco because I had those big bags of candy. It was like, I think it was like 300 pieces or something like that.
For $20. I get the ones that have 195 or 160. That's I can go through 4 to 6 of those in 3 hours.
She is. She has
everybody,
to be ready.
Everybody brings their kids to that neighborhood because it's safe.
Right.
Folks, this is a program where you can send us questions regarding anything. If you stump the panel, you win a prize. If you don't stump the panel, you win a prize. Send us the questions in a number of ways. Email us at atp@udmercy.edu. You can find us on Facebook and Instagram, or listen on your favorite smart speaker by asking it to play Ask the Professor at University of Detroit Mercy.
Hopefully I'll have some ethics leftover Ethics Bowl shirts.
That would be cool. Yeah, we'll send some Ethics Bowl shirts. That'd be awesome. Another successful year of Ethics Bowl. That's pretty awesome. I've got some questions that are kind of all over the place, but they're sort of centering around spooky stuff. So let's see what we can do with them. The word witch comes from an old English word that means what?
I'm assuming Wiccan would be the
word. It's close.
Word.
It's pretty close.
That was my phone, sorry.
Doesn't it mean crone or something like that?
That's not older what it says woman. Here.
Healer?
No.
It's not healer.
No, it's not. It actually starts with the word W and could be viewed from back in the day to be something that a witch
woman?
Would be expected to be.
Oh.
Woman is good, but it's not.
Wench.
Okay. Not wench. No.
Is a bit really loud.
No. It says here that it comes from the Old English word for wise is what it comes from.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
I think I have read that somewhere.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds a lot better than
oh, so a woman wench. With knowledge is a witch.
That's why they were burned.
That's right. Exactly. Jack-o'-lanterns are named after a character. What is the name of that character from Irish mythology?
What was it? It wasn't Happy Jack. It was like Snarly Jack or something
not
like that.
Springheel Jack.
No,
I know this somewhere.
Yeah,
it's Jack of the Woods.
Jack
Sprat. What was it?
I love how you actually knew it. We got this far.
No,
that's pretty
wasn't
good.
It like, he tricked the devil, and what was it? Snarly Jack, Snappy Jack, Cracker Jack, something?
Cracker Jack.
I can't remember.
Happy Jack.
I mean, you got Jack, so that's 50%. It's Stingy Jack.
Stingy
Jack.
There were no toys in the box of Cracker Jack. Because Stingy Jack took them out, right? That's clearly what happened.
It takes serious you-know-whats to, like, make St. Peter and the devil really, really angry and then not be able to go to heaven or hell, which was his reason for existing.
Well, then you're in purgatory, right?
Exactly.
That's limbo.
Limbo.
Walking the earth forever. So that's Stingy Jack.
Isn't that what seniors used to do at the mall?
Though a popular image in fiction, a full moon on Halloween occurs roughly how many years?
100. Every 100 years.
It's a little less than that.
89.
No.
27?
Getting closer.
Somebody get Kendra on speed dial, quick.
12. I don't know.
It's higher than 12.
I don't 18. Know.
17.
It's 19.
Okay.
It's 19 years.
That's quite an event when you
it
have
is.
A full moon,
right.
Especially
well,
if it's
our next
a harvest
year coming
moon.
Up.
Well, 2020 was a full moon on Halloween, so it's going to be a while.
Gotcha. Well, it beats that comet coming around 80,000 years. So.
That's and true. Look, nobody that's could true. Go out and enjoy it because it was COVID.
Yeah, oh, yeah, that's true. Although I was outside enjoying it, I'm just going to say.
Man, you're outside every day in October.
Which illusionist died in Detroit, Michigan on Halloween night?
Harry Houdini.
1926, Harry Houdini,
there
yes.
There's a fun drunk history on that
ruptured
one.
Appendix.
That's how I know that. That's
pretty
good.
Pretty good.
In Henry Ford Hospital.
Mm-hmm.
No way.
Mm-hmm. Instead of candy, what did Charlie Brown get for trick-or-treating? And it's the Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown.
Rocks? Stones?
Yeah. A rock.
Hey, it could be worth something. You know, we don't know. I mean,
you never know.
There was a lady in our neighborhood that would always drop an apple in your bag. And, you know, when you were carrying a paper bag, sometimes it would go through the bottom.
Mm. Apple people.
Our parents never let us eat them.
Apples?
Because
of fear of razor blades?
I was a little older than you. I was before the razor blade generation.
Oh, okay.
Well, you came with a full-blown razor, too, right? So, mm-hmm. And the shaving cream.
Okay, so let's do a couple groups of theme questions. I actually found these on Reddit, and they're very well organized. I think it's pretty cool.
Are they about the Halloween movies?
It's about Halloween stuff. So round one will be skulls and skeletons, okay? Ooh. So I'll just say something, and then you say, oh, there's a skull or skeleton involved in that, and you're going to say something back. So if I say Captain America, you'd say?
Stars and Stripes?
Skull.
Red Skull.
Red Skull is the name of Captain America's... arch enemy. How about if I say, do you remember the main character who was a skeleton in the movie Coco? Remember what his name was?
Oh, my God.
Oh,
I was just talking
about it. Not at all.
Never heard of that
beautiful
movie.
Oh, it's a very nice one.
You'd love it.
No, it's so good.
Yeah. Okay.
But I can't remember the character's name. But it's so good.
C-O-C-O?
C-O-C-O.
Yeah.
His name is Hector. So,
Hector.
I mean, you're pretty good. Did pretty good.
Is it animated? I never heard of it.
Oh, yeah. Pixar.
It's about the day
2017.
Yeah.
No, never heard of it.
Yep.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
How about the main character, if you can even call it that, from Tales from the Crypt? Remember what his name was?
The Crypt Keeper.
The Crypt Keeper, yes.
I used to watch that when I was babysitting and like scared. I found it very scary at the time.
It was scary.
My third grade music teacher looked like that.
There's a former governor of Arizona who looked like that. She's sticking her finger right in Obama's face when he came to... Geez.
Oh, Jan, what's her name? Oh, yes.
Yeah. It's so disrespectful to the... To the president, but she also just looked terrible.
Totally. How about from Masters of the Universe?
Oh,
Skeletor.
Skeletor. Yes.
This one's great 70s music in those films.
Absolutely. How about from The Legend of Zelda? This is pretty hardcore trivia here. What are the skeleton enemies called?
My phone a friend. My son is so into that game right now.
Nice.
Is he playing Echoes of Wisdom, I assume?
Is it the new?
The one that just came out?
Yes, yeah. He says it's awesome.
They're called Stalfos when they are skeletons in Zelda.
Okay.
How about the main character from The Nightmare Before Christmas?
Jack Skellington.
Mm-hmm. Good old Jack Skellington. Round two is all about tricks. What trick-taking card game is responsible for introducing the Joker into the modern deck of cards?
Euchre?
Yeah, it's Euchre. Euchre is the Polish word for Joker.
So. Oh, no way.
That's all right.
I don't speak Polish.
We got to work on that.
I guess.
It's like hearts, right?
Yeah. I minored
basically,
in this.
Basically, yep.
Wait, you live in Michigan and don't play Euchre?
I have not always lived in Michigan.
Oh, my gosh.
Next time we all get together.
Yeah. Euchre night.
We'll talk.
I can't remember how to play hearts, so
doesn't
I'll
matter.
Really need
it's
a lot of teaching.
Same, but different.
No worries.
Euchre's like riding a bicycle.
It's the same-ish.
Yeah. I don't know.
This is a great piece of trivia that I don't know we've ever had on the show. After years of touring, but only limited success with their first three albums, in 1979, Cheap Trick released their first American Top 40 single, which was basically recorded live when they performed in Tokyo. I never knew the original recording was live.
Yeah.
Yeah. I Want You to Want Me.
I Want You to Want Me. Yeah. Okay. Oh. I didn't know that was live. I just, you know, assume everything's put together.
Want Me.
I love that song.
How about, I'm going to Professor Bell over here, what three accomplishments does a hockey player need to achieve in a single game?
Oh, come on. You
to
got
get
this.
The Gordie Howe hat trick?
A power play.
No.
I don't know.
I know that Dave knows that.
I know this
Okay,
one,
so. I have no idea.
A hat trick is when you score three times.
Three times, yeah.
But a Gordie Howe hat trick is...
A fight.
A fight.
Okay.
A goal, an assist.
Nice. Oh, that's
right. Which he only had two of in his entire career.
That's right.
Only two.
Yeah.
Well, it was named after him, so...
Yep.
A fight, a goal, and an assist.
An assist.
I love that. It's great.
You're listening to an encore presentation of an Ask the Professor program recorded in October 2024. To have your questions featured in an upcoming episode of Ask the Professor, email them to atp@udmercy.edu. Now, let's return to this encore presentation of an Ask the Professor show from October 2024.
While the pencil itself didn't pose danger, stuntman Charles Jarman was reportedly knocked unconscious 3 times during the 22 head-slamming takes from this movie that required a magic trick known as the pencil trick. This movie from 2008.
Like,
oh.
Basically top three movies.
What, like Jackass?
I can see this.
Not The Prestige.
Mm-mm.
Oh.
Mm-mm. Pencils. But I love how you gravitated towards Christian Bale there.
Oh.
Batman? The Dark Knight, uh-huh. Yes.
Yeah, because he smashes his head on top of a pencil.
Exactly. He's like, watch Ooh. Me make the pencil disappear.
Yeah, oh. Super creepy.
The Joker. I love it. Absolutely. To donate money for what aid organization's annual trick-or-treating fund drive?
UNICEF.
The Beth Old
Jar. Don't look for children carrying little orange boxes.
For UNICEF.
Yes. Now, apparently, kids have a QR code. You're just supposed to take a picture, and then you make your donation.
Like that.
When did they quit collecting money for UNICEF?
I think it was in the late 2010s. It sort of dried up a little bit.
Because we did that when I was a kid.
I thought those orange boxes were pretty cool.
Yeah,
back in the day.
And mine was always full, at the end of the day. But, of course, I could always clean out my dad's change drawer if necessary.
And he'd never miss it.
Yes.
We're moving on to treats. I mean, if you can't tricks, then you can have some treats. I give you the slogan used by a candy. You tell me the candy.
Okay. Okay. Fun.
Food. Start with a softball. Taste the rainbow.
Skittles.
Now they have mini ones.
Ooh.
They do.
Little baby Skittles.
Oh. Like mini M&Ms.
Yeah.
Now
I can mix them together.
In the 90s, I almost always laughed out loud when I saw the commercials that ended with two for me and none for you.
Kit Kat. It
wasn't Kit Kat.
Reese's Twix.
Peanut Butter Cup.
It's Twix.
Okay. Twix.
Two for me, none for you.
Oh.
And then remember there's the left factory and the right factory?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, yeah. Gosh.
This is I only eat the left.
Mm-hmm.
Only eat the left side.
It makes no sense.
It's been for a long time. It's been Get the Sensation.
Get the sensation.
Wow. York peppermint patty?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
I remember I did those ads.
Mm-hmm.
Those are good.
How about Curiously Strong?
Altoids. I probably need one right now. Just kidding. No,
or steroids or Altoids, whatever.
Makes mouths happy.
Well, that could be a lot.
Careful. It's a family show.
I was going to say that to you.
Oh.
Yeah.
I mean, it could be any candy.
Not Almond Joy?
Yeah, no, it's not a chocolate-based candy. It's something that's bright red. It's been cross-generational. No?
Like a Red Vine or Twizzler?
It's Twizzlers.
Twizzlers.
Oh, that's
Red Hots.
I have a lot of respect, especially for the people who work in the advertising industry. When you can just do like one word and then immediately you think of something, that's really powerful, right? Like
that's
Amazon.
Branding, yep.
Which candy was only one word? It was hungry? Question mark.
Snickers.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, you all know it. See, that's
well, they made all those ads, right?
When
they sort of suggested that you skip lunch and have a Snickers instead.
I always like the ones where they swapped out the, you know, if you're cranky.
That's what I tell my kids. Good parenting.
Here.
It's
more sugar.
Yeah.
It's honestly been a while since I've even seen this candy bar in any form, but it was big in the 80s. More Than a Mouthful was the name of it. It's a very, very long named candy bar with a W at the
end. Whatchamacallit.
Whatchamacallit is what they call it.
Whatchamacallit.
Yeah. Good stuff. Good stuff. Okay, we're moving on to witches.
Witches.
When shall we three meet again? In thunder, lightning, or in rain? It's the first line of
Macbeth.
Macbeth, that's right. Mm-hmm. The first
Such
witch.
A good play.
Awesome play.
I still think it's Jim Sylvanus.
bubble, toil, and trouble.
That's right.
That's the outcome. Yep.
Which, I did not write these questions. Which witch of Slavic folklore lives deep in the woods in a house that stands on chicken legs?
Baba Yaga. I know
that sounds like something
you order,
Mr. Kebab.
And snitches the children.
Mm-hmm. So, purportedly, in 2013, this movie tune rejoined, it came number 2 on the UK singles chart with the passing of Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher.
Ding Dong, the Witches did.
Yes.
Wow.
Really?
It's British.
And
that's how a lot of Brits felt about it.
Yes,
her, for
they
sure.
did. Absolutely.
Too funny.
Wow. Okay. In what city can you find Proctor's Ledge, the location of the public executions in 1692?
Salem, Massachusetts.
Yes. Salem, Massachusetts. It's a John Updike novel, a 1987 movie,
Witches
and
of Eastwick.
Now a famous Broadway show, The Witches of Eastwick.
That's a good
right.
movie.
Before we do the final category here, you're going to have to help me out by answering a question about the title of this category.
Oh, wow. Ooh.
Final Girls. According to the term Final Girls, coined in Carol Clover's Men, Women, and Chainsaws, Gender in Modern Horror, what is a final girl?
The last girl killed in the slasher movie.
Oh, last one
or the last one to survive.
Survive.
There must be a confrontation between
after
the killer and the girl. Yes. So, you help me if I give you the character names.
Okay,
who are the final girls?
And what do you never do in slasher movies?
Run.
No. What can the characters never, ever do? Haven't you guys
seen the same thing?
Have a romantic interlude.
Yes.
Okay, yes.
That will get you killed every time.
That's right.
Every time. The message is quite clear.
In a nice way. Yeah.
Thank you for that, because I was just about to say something else. Laurie Strode was the final girl of
Halloween. Jamie Lee Curtis.
Halloween. There's been many movies. They all have the same name.
H2O was pretty good.
Yeah, except for the modern ones that came out in these last few years. It's very confusing.
They're not nearly as good, no.
Alice Hardy was the name of the character who was the final girl of...
Friday the 13th?
Friday the 13th.
Wow.
Gotta say, finally watched that movie.
Oh, yeah.
Just a couple weeks ago. That's a pretty
good
movie.
The first one?
Yeah, the very first one.
Really where Jason's mother is.
Yeah, exactly. It was pretty good.
Scary.
I watched them all to see like when he started wearing the hockey mask. And I did that one time.
How about Lila Crane? What's the final girl of Scream?
Nightmare on Elm Street?
Nope. Very, very classic horror. Black and white.
Oh, it's not Psycho.
Her name was Lila Crane. That's right.
I would never remember.
For my generation. Sydney Prescott.
That's Scream.
Scream, yes. Sally Hardesty. So this is one I've actually never seen before, but I know all the tropes. A lot of people who say that they got into gore pretty young saw this movie and its remake recently.
Last House on the Left?
Nope.
Is it a Stephen King kind of thing?
Is it Romero?
No. Mm-mm.
Yeah, Dawn of the Dead.
Wishful thinking.
They're dead, you know. They're all in.
I'm going to put that on a t-shirt for this
election. That is so awesome. That really is awesome, I got to say. Absolutely. You don't
Sally
know this one,
Hardesty.
Huh? Sally Hardesty.
That name is familiar.
If I say the name of the antagonist, can we even say that? The killer, whatever. I mean, you're going to know immediately what movie I'm talking about, but...
So tell us that.
Well, he wore a mask.
Didn't they all?
He wore an apron.
Oh, Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre, yes. That was Leatherface.
Not the British Bake Off.
Yeah. I'm watching
not
that
yet. That's still to come.
I'll have a new episode recorded.
Wait, no spoilers.
The questions are asking me just to name the final girl as Ellen, but I feel like that's a little low.
Ellen?
I mean, there's a lot of Ellens, but if I say Ellen Ripley,
Alien,
yes, exactly.
DeGeneres.
Heather told me that she hasn't seen Aliens all the way through.
What? I haven't seen the first one. I know.
Yikes. I actually think the second one is
better.
Okay.
I think the second one's better too.
Yeah, I think the second one's better.
But I couldn't believe she hadn't. Like, are you kidding? This is one of the great feminist characters of all time.
Absolutely.
If you haven't seen it,
I know what I'm doing tonight.
The students will inevitably ask me something somewhere near the beginning of Organic One, and I know in my head, about 90% of the time that's true, and they're just looking for a pattern, but there's going to be exceptions. So I immediately go into, well, that's mostly true. Mostly. And
mostly
I'm like, you've never seen
night.
Aliens?
Mostly.
We don't even know what you're talking
oh,
about.
Boy.
I'm like, that's so sad.
Actually, every time when COVID was really intense... I kept thinking about that scene where she finds out that what Burke wants to do.
Right.
And I'm going to make these people are dead, Burke. Don't you have any idea what you've done here?
Sigourney Weaver. Now there's an actress.
Although.
Hardcore.
The cat. Arguably the best character.
Oh, true.
Yes. I've heard about this.
I love it in Aliens. Mm-hmm. And she's like, and you stupid cat, you're staying here. And he's like, damn right. I'm not facing down these critters again.
Yeah.
We only have a couple minutes left, but it'd be really nice. I mean, for us right now, it's pre-Halloween. But, you know, what's your go-to? Like, I can't survive the spooky season without watching what? Like, what fits into that category?
I know Dan got an answer.
No, I have no idea.
Oh, really? Oh, geez.
Dan doesn't like horror movies.
But it doesn't have to even be horror. Like, what's the vibe for you?
What, like Abbott Costello Meet Frankenstein or
like a
Hocus
Pocus kind of family? You know what I mean?
Like Charlie Brown.
Charlie Brown, of course. Come on. It's the great
autobiographical.
I guess if I had to choose a Halloween themed movie, it'd be Young Frankenstein.
Young Frankenstein.
Oh, Young Frankenstein.
There you go.
There you go.
Roll into hay.
It's a Rocky Horror picture.
Oh, there you go. That's good.
Okay. Okay.
Yep. Now, you've seen a lot.
Frau Blücher.
No, but it's going to be at the Redbird. But I don't want to see it live performed by, no offense to the group performing, I want to see the original.
Yeah,
Oh, with Tim Curry and Susan Sarandon.
Oh, yeah. That was good.
They're not showing it.
Aaron, what direction are you going? Come on.
I'm going
Star Trek episode.
It's a great movie.
Yeah, so they all dress up in costumes. Yes. I'm going to go with What We Do in the Shadows.
Oh, yeah,
like,
that's funny.
You know, I like the comedy kind of fun playing with the genre.
That is fun.
Rather than the gore, but I don't know.
I get classics, anything from the Jamie Lee Curtis film fest in the early 80s when she made like three movies, and it's so like The Fog and Prom Night and Terror Train that were all made in a year, so but always do Halloween 1 and 2.
Absolutely.
Wow. Gotta.
Yep. Awesome. Well, I'm so sorry, profs, but the time has come for us to say goodbye, Beth.
Have a good Halloween.
And Dave.
See ya.
Dan.
Goodbye.
Jim. Aaron.
Bye.
And Mara.
Happy Halloween.
And now these words.
It's an Ask the Professor flashback.
I'm your host, Edmund DeWitt, and today we've got them all. The whole panel is right here today.
Should we hold hands? They won't do any
magic circle.
Is that some kind of Unitarian ritual? You know, my in-laws always do this at Christmas and stuff. You know, they do that.
They eat dinner holding hands.
Yeah, we used to.
Fun.
Okay. On my right, from the Department of Religious Studies, Professor George Pickering.
Well, it's less of a pleasure than it sometimes is. They won't touch me.
Can't take a picture.
Okay. Oh, you wanted to hold hands, George.
George, put your pants back on. We will.
And on George's right, the assistant dean of the College of Liberal Arts,
Kathy
Bush.
I'm so happy to be here.
I'd like to hold hands with Kathy anytime.
But you'd have to do it over George. Wow, that's intriguing.
All right.
And on Kathy's right, from the Department of History, Professor Sarah Gravel.
Well, hi, Edwin.
Hi, Sarah. Sarah's right, from the Department of English, Professor Claire Schumann-Hank Crabtree.
What?
All you gotta do is say cheers, Edwin.
No, I'm gonna sulk until I find out what that means. Cheers.
Madame Schumann-Hank was a very famous contralto.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, who toured the entire Western world in the 20th century, giving farewell concerts for about 35 years.
My forebear, Lotta Crabtree, as people in California might know, made millions of dollars singing.
Ooh, wow.
Operetta style, music hall style stuff around the turn of the century. Lotta.
Neat. Lotta. It was her house that they were going through last week with all those questions. The antiques and the jewels.
She left it to veterans and horses.
Good for her.
Okay. Well.
That's what they said.
No, Schumann-Hank. I should also.
You can email Ask the Professor at atp@udmercy.edu or visit the Ask the Professor Facebook page.
Ask the Professor is produced and directed by Michael Jason and Brian Masonville, and our executive producer is Professor Jason Roach. Until next week, I'm your host, Matt Mayo.